An exclusive premiere. That simply means that this song is not officially out. If you're watching us on Facebook or maybe listening to us on radio, you were among the first few people to listen to it. The big question is, Minister Chiwe, when is this song dropping?
The song is dropping tomorrow, on the 11th of October.
Amazing. And where can people find it?
No musical platforms and social media platforms.
And ultimately, how can people get in touch with you?
On all social media platforms, the name is Chiwe. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You've given us a single in October. What should we wait from you that is yet to be unpacked from you as Minister Chiwe quickly?
I think soon I'll drop another song.
I love it when artists say soon. It's because many things are involved there. The EP, the album is done. It's done, but due to management issues, they can't unveil all that on radio. But in all that, soon, I don't know when, it could be 5 years from now. Know that Radio Christian Voice is always here to, it's always here, your home, really. Always here, really. This is your home. Just let us know. And then definitely we'll have such an interactive program on the show here.
Thank you so much, sir.
Okay. Really do appreciate. God bless you. And thank you for coming through on the show today.
Thank you. It was really amazing.
Thank you very much. Even if you wanted to overtake my job with you announcing the song on radio, but hey, all the very best, eh?
Thank you, sir.
And that was an exclusive premiere with Minister Chiwe here on Radio Christian Voice. Coming up in the next couple of seconds, in less than 16 seconds, we'll be crossing over to the newsroom for the news at 18. Thereafter, so much to talk about regarding the RCV Music Awards. All those categories. Zambia Gospel Music has grown and it has become competitive.
If you are on Facebook, then let's get connected today. Find us by typing www.facebook.com/Radio Christian Voice. Radio Christian Voice. Get connected.
Your home since 94.
Christian Voice News, your global link.
President Hichilema swears in Constitution Technical Team. Government challenged on true Zambian ownership of mines. And Burkina Faso refuses to take deportees as US stops issuing visas. Good evening. With the main news, I am Christabel Kamano. President Hichilema Hichilema has sworn in the newly appointed technical team for the Constitution. Speaking during the swearing-in ceremony at State House today, President Hichilema called for time management among the technical team in the execution of their duties for timely delivery of services. Mr. Hichilema urged the technical team to be cost-conscious in all their procurements, a move he says would help the country to save on resources that can be used to finance the free education policy. I want to appreciate on behalf of the government and the people of Zambia for accepting to serve in these roles and perform this function, which is delegate, said President Hichilema. The head of state is confident that the appointed team will discharge their duties diligently as they were selected and recommended by fellow citizens, a demonstration of belief by citizens. He reminded the team to take account of the operating environment, saying with diversity in the country, everything must be done in a democratic manner.
It's the way we have constructed our constitutional democracy, that we work in certain ways. The constitution confers on us, many of us, different roles via elections, periodic elections, ordinarily every 5 years, that will perform these roles, including amending the constitution.
Tonsi Alliance Vice Chairperson Danny Pule has warned that his party, the Christian Democratic Party, is considering pulling out of the alliance if ongoing internal wrangles are not addressed. Speaking to RCV News and Lusaka today, Dr. Pule said he has, in his capacity as Vice President, engaged individuals issuing conflicting statements within the alliance in an effort to restore unity. Dr. Pule emphasized that his party does not want to be associated with the ongoing squabbles, adding that CDP will soon convene a party congress to decide the way forward. As things stand, the CDP is actively preparing for the 2026 general elections, said Dr. Pule. He expressed disappointment with the current state of affairs in the alliance, adding that most Zambians trusted the alliance as a special vehicle for the 2026 general elections. Dr. Pule further disclosed that his party will soon issue an official statement regarding its continued membership on the alliance.
I'm not ruling out any of this is what I'm saying. Obviously, as I've said, this is Kalachimbu. This is Kalanamaika. We know where this thing is leading. If finalized, there's no reconciliation. Obviously, there's nothing for us to work for in Tonse. That's basically my position is I'm not ruling out anything. We want to work from the position of strength.
Economist Trevor Hambai has dismissed sentiments suggesting that Zambians own the country's mines through shares held by ZCCMIH in major mining companies, saying such claims are an excuse to favor foreign entities. Mr. Hambai said it is misleading to claim that Zambians own the mines when ZCCMIH only holds minority shares in the most of them. Speaking to RCV News and Lusaka today, Mr. Hambai stated that what citizens truly want is full Zambian ownership and control of the country's mineral resources. The kind of ownership Zambians have always desired is one where a Zambian or a group of Zambians fully owns and runs the major mines in the country, said Mr. Hambai. He has therefore urged the government to prioritize and promote local ownership in the management and operation of Zambia's mining sector.
The major ones that are mining copper is that their equity ownership is a lot less than 50%. Mm-hmm. All right? Mm-hmm. There are some that are, I think, not of the key minerals that we are exporting, for which they own a larger portion. But what we want is mines that are owned by Zambians. Yes, ZCCM is a Zambian, but that is one entity. What we want is that if there are 100 mines in the country, we want 60 of them to be owned by Zambians. This is what we want to see, because then, firstly, all the resources that they generate will be retained in the country. And
the non-government agenda organization Coordinating Council and JOCC has noted with concern remarks attributed to the chairperson of the National Road Fund Agency, Noel Nkoma, calling for a hike in nomination fees for aspiring presidential candidates. Mr. Nkoma urged the Electoral Commission of Zambia to consider increasing the nomination fees for the position of president to 5 million kwacha. NGOCC Acting Executive Director Florence Lufunza says elections form part of Zambia's constitutional democracy, adding that the process must include marginalized groups such as women and persons with disabilities to participate fairly. To employ exclusionary policies as suggested by Mr. Nkoma is not only sad, but retrogressive and aimed at disadvantaging these marginalized groups from participating as presidential candidates, said Mr. Fonsa in